British soul singer Joe Cocker died last week. He was 70 years old. He belted out songs for more than 40 years. Some of his biggest hits included his take on the Beatles' With a Little Help from My Friends, Up Where We Belong, and The Letter. Joe Cocker spoke with Rachel Martin on this program back in 2012 when he released his album Hard Knocks. Here's a portion of that interview in memory of Joe Cocker.
When did you know that you could sing? Who was the person that said, Joe Cocker, you got something going on there?
Rock and roll came into my life when I was about 12, 13. Little Richard and Chuck Berry had just started hitting the shores of England. My brother had a skiffle band, as they called them back then.
I don't know what a skiffle band is.
Well, it was when people couldn't afford instruments after the war, and they started, he had a washboard and a T-chest upright bass and just a few acoustic guitars. I had a very high voice, and then suddenly my voice overnight did what voices do and found a new level.
Didn't take nothing that I didn't need. Cause they didn't offer classes in what I want to be. They didn't offer manhood, responsibility. Had to learn it the hard way. Earn my degree in the streets. Graduated from Hard Knocks. I got my education.
I think it's fair to say that you are one of the greatest interpreters of songs. What is the key to making a song your own?
Well, sometimes it works. And, you know, I've done other times, I've tried doing songs that I didn't really think happened. I did a version of White as Shade of Pale one time that when you listen to it, you probably say, well, that's Joe Cocker singing a Procol Harum song. But, like, when you hear me doing Little Help from My Friends, you know it's a whole different thing completely. When I did Unchain My Heart, the Ray Charles, ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da, we completely changed the rhythm and it made it like a new song.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, cause you don't love me no more.
I wonder, when you're by yourself, when you're alone, is there a particular song that you have sung at some point in your career that comes to you, that you end up singing to yourself?
You Are So Beautiful, I think, is probably the strongest tune I ever did in just the simplicity of it. It was originally a gospel song, and Billy Preston rewrote the lyrics that made it a bit, I don't know what he was thinking of, make it more of a love song. But originally it was a song to Jesus. There's a little thing at the end goes, to me, you know, the note.
I know it, yeah.
Which when I sang it in the studio, I remember everyone pricking up their ears. You know, it kind of woke up something in me, that softer side that I had going for me. It comes into my mind a lot, that tune.
You are so beautiful.
That was Rachel Martin's interview with Joe Cocker. You can hear their entire conversation from 2012 at npr.org.
Can't you see?